setting off into the canyon one fine seasonal day, Harold had all the makings of an adventure, one for the ages. In his mind, he had a vague idea how he might travel the pathless canyon floor, hew to the dry creek bed, and ascend to experience. Novel, and well, slightly perilous. Crossing the boundary into open space was harder than Harold expected. He felt queasy at the thought of the climb. Harold was all alone. In fact, more alone than he had been in his strange, short life. Now things were getting interesting for old Harold. True to form, he did not know what to make of it. Set out, the day was whole and unbuilt. How could he know what perils lay ahead? How could a fellow like Harold, raised on 80s television and square architecture, ever make sense of the wilderness? Despite his good cheer, Harold was in some kind of pickle, a maze of his own design. He knew now that freedom has its costs. But what does it cost? I mean, really, to be free.